Proclamation number 216, dated the December 6th, 1937. Human manifestation. My dear child, the Father's great goodness wants to reveal a big secret to you, the secret of his human manifestation. Without the Lord's love, you humans would never have been able to release yourselves from the guilt of sin and would have fallen increasingly deeper had the Father not taken mercy upon humanity and, in greater than great love, sent his holiest child to earth in order to bring salvation to people from utmost adversity. No greater evidence of his divine love could the Lord ever have given to people than the fact that he sacrificed himself, that he took everyone's guilt upon himself and, through suffering and crucifixion, acquired the grace for people to enter the kingdom of God again. Far worse than the suffering on the cross was the guilt of sin which burdened his pure, divine head, and in unspeakable pain for the earthly children he offered the Heavenly Father the greatest sacrifice. He gave himself for the suffering of earth. The Father had sent his Son to earth, the holiest, highest, purest being which was as one with the Heavenly Father, accomplished this act out of most heartfelt love for humanity. Everything in the universe must remain motionless in realization of this most sacrosanct sacrifice ever made for the human race. The magnitude of his love must let everything fall silent in utter reverence. And all those having been redeemed from deepest sin by the Lord must eternally sing his praises. To descend into the valley of earth from the close presence of the Divine Father's all-encompassing radiance, from the splendor and magnificence of eternal life, into the midst of sorrow and depth of sin. The Savior's love for the earthly children and the horrendous sacrifice of living in his purity in the midst of sin and vices beyond words. The Son of God fulfilled the act of salvation on earth in holiest compassion. No being before or afterwards ever endured such suffering as the Son of God. On earth the Savior participated in all suffering. In boundless love his divinity revealed itself, and thus, for the salvation of humanity, he made an offering of himself. Become like little children. Then you will be able to empathize with the Lord's agony. His Spirit, great and glorious and radiant, dwelled in eternal light, in order to now live embodied on earth, burdened by humanity's guilt of sin. With a crown of thorns upon his head, he experienced the most bitter humiliation with a pure heart. He took all suffering on earth upon himself in order to lessen the earthly children's pain and, in order to prepare the Father's kingdom for them, he allowed himself to be nailed to the cross. God's love was so infinite that he gave his Son, yet the love of Jesus Christ returned to the Father what would have been forever lost without the Savior's love. Without this love, no being would be able to behold the face of God. For the sake of the human race the Lord offered himself as a sacrifice and thus redeemed the world from eternal death. Blessed is he who, in partaking of this sacrifice, lives in the love of the Lord so that he, too, will be redeemed through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.